Gay marriage remains illegal in Utah as the appeal plays out. Still, same-sex couples are marking this moment. Let's hear the reaction now from Utah. Here's Whitney Evans from member station KUER in Salt Lake City.
Shortly after the decision was announced, plaintiffs Derek Kitchen and his partner Moody Sebade emerged from their attorney's office in downtown Salt Lake City. They embraced, and Kitchen told the crowd it was an emotional day.
It feels wonderful to be among one of the many, many same-sex couples across the country that are being respected and are offered dignity by the court system. And this is just emblematic of the United States judicial process. And it's an honor, and I'm so humbled and proud to be here.
But many people in the state are unhappy with the court's decision. Utah Republican Governor Gary Herbert says he's disappointed. He believes states have the right to define marriage.
Our people have spoken on that issue, and that's part of our law. That being said, I think all people on all sides of this issue should want it to get decided by the Supreme Court as soon as possible and bring some certainty, bring some finality to this, which is what I think all people on all sides of the issue should want.
The Utah Attorney General's office is already initiating an appeal to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is headquartered in Salt Lake City, released a statement saying the church has been consistent in its support of marriage between one man and one woman and hopes the nation's highest court will uphold traditional marriage. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Salt Lake City.